Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Edwards. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Cubbage moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Cubbage scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Verizer moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hasse scoops up the ball and tags Smalley for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Redfern now pitching. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0-for-1 in the game. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field. Adams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Adams. Kuiper moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams, who is chasing the ball. Hargrove reaches third base with a triple. Kuiper scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Cox reaches second base with a double. Hassey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Victor Cruz now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Sid Monge now pitching. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Dell Alston pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Alston moves to second. One out. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Cox reaches second base with a double. Alston scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Cox moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Monge. Landreau moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Willie Norwood now playing right field. John Castaneau now playing third base. Bombo Rivera now playing left fly. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to third. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Bonds moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Alston moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonds scores. Alston moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dell Alston now playing left field. Jim Norris now playing right field. Sid Monge now pitching. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.